Yeah, no, it's amazing there. When seeing it on Twitter there today, I was following it on Twitter. It's an amazing achievement for the chap. It's great for the club. It's great for the town. And look, anyone that knows him, he was very focused. And the highlight for me when he was playing here in Wexford at 11 years of age, he scored a hat-trick in an under-13 cup final for the Mine again, Gorey, down in North Enspitch. I think that's true for a lot of people that day, that he was going to go places.
Do you remember the first time you saw him? Was that it?
That was actually his last game for the Mine. That game. That cup final. No, he was with us with Ronan McGrath, and Kieran Raleigh had him coaching him with our under 8s from a young age, and two of them had pointed him out that this was a serious talent. He had the size at that age. You could see he was good physique, but he was just focused on, he wanted to be a professional footballer, and that's where he is now, and he's at the top end of it as well, thank God.
Yeah, that's it. He's got this physique and he's got this speed, but I think it's his game intelligence there. And you can see, I remember he was playing in the FA Cup, I think, or the League Cup or one of those. And, you know, just the way he can move his body and just the game intelligence I think he has. I think that's what sets him apart from, you know, a lot of the other football players that we see here.
Yeah, he would have studied. He would have been studying the game from a young age. He's been always looking at football, listening to about it, always asking questions about it. So he knows the game inside out. And as I said, anyone that knows him from a young age knows he wanted to be a professional footballer, and there was nothing going to stop him. And just everyone in the club was just so proud of him. He's reaching all these milestones quicker than we probably all thought he was going to get to him.
And of course, he's playing under the great Wayne Rooney as well, so he certainly knows how to score a few goals, and I'm sure that Festy is picking up some tips from him too.
Yeah, that just must be amazing. Growing up, Festy would have been, Wayne Rooney would have, I'm sure, been a hero to him, and now you get to go into work with him every day of the week. You couldn't be any better.
And as I mentioned, you know, getting into the Irish squad as well, you know, he had been thereabouts and then got that injury. So it's great to see that the Irish lads haven't forgotten him either. And this will certainly give him a boost now going into those big games.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to start in the competitive games. Now, he has started one non-competitive game for the Irish under 21. So I'm sure this week he looks like he might start, I think, because he's on fire for Derby. He came on for 20 minutes for Derby during the week against Barnsley, and he was excellent. I think that's what got him to start in place today.
And it certainly paid off, and we'll have to keep an eye on his progress as the season goes on. But I'm sure you'd love to have him in your side tomorrow, taking on Carlow United in the third round there, the final section of the southeast section of the FAI Junior Cup. So, you know, kind of a Wexford derby there, a big game.
Yeah, look, it's a massive game for us, because it's probably going to be our first game back that we have a full squad to choose from going forward. Unfortunately, Starlight's got back last week, which means we have a 11 players back into the squad now, but they have been all training and playing when they can. But from going forward now, we'll have a full squad to pick from, so it'll be interesting for us going forward, because we've lost 3-1-3 in the league, but we've blooded a lot of young fellas after COVID there. A lot of the older lads in the squad moved on, so we had to blood all these young lads, and it was great to be able to give them the game, but they need the experienced players coming back to them for them to learn from as well. So we'll be looking forward to tomorrow. Kirklaw are an excellent side too, so it'll be an interesting one.
And it is going to be a big boost for your side, but those lads, you know, they would have been hurling with the referees, getting to a county final, winning a county final, and getting all the way to the quarterfinals of the football there as well. So it's been a long season for some of those guys.
It has, yeah. As I said, they have been training football, hurling and soccer there at one stage. They tried to train, like St. James Pair, Rory O'Connor, they tried to get to every session they could. You'd be telling them not to, but they still want to be there. So that's what they want to do. It's just a pity maybe that two county boards can sit down a bit more, that allow these chaps to play these games the way they want them. See Modern Town today, they have a couple of North End players playing. I'm sure all these lads want to play soccer in GAA. It's just a pity that it's not made easier for them.
With the split season now in the GAA, hopefully, you know, that might make it a bit easier as we go forward. And let's just look at your season so far. You've played 6 games in the league, 1-3, lost 3. How would you sum up the 6 games so far?
The games we won, we've been good enough in them, and the games we've lost, we haven't been too bad either, just missing the experienced players that have won Premier League titles and just know how to get over the line. Our best performances have come in the FAI. We actually beat Arklow 5-0 up in Arklow 2 Saturday evenings ago. It's probably our best performance. The league has been a bit start with, because we haven't been really held to do proper training. We've had no real pre-season because we haven't had the numbers, so our season kind of starts from tomorrow really for us.
You know, we are starting to get a shape in the table at the minute. Obviously, you know, North End have a couple of games to catch up, but you know, Shamrock Rovers, Gorey Rangers, Cortown, these are the sides we would expect to be near the top, so it is going to be another big battle at the top of the table this year.
Aye, it's going to be closer this year. I think other years Shamrock's looked the favourites at the moment, but we played Cortown last week, we were very impressive. Gorey are always going to be thereabouts. They probably feel they should be getting close to winning one at this stage. North End are going to be 100% there. we'd like to think now we might get in the shake up of it, but Wexford Boys are there. It's probably been the strongest league for a long time. Good players in every club at the moment. There's very good coaching being done on all teams, and I think what some people don't realise, the Premier now, Division 1, especially in Wexford soccer, the lads are committing to it. They're not going out at the weekends, they're staying in, they're putting as much effort in as anyone playing senior football or hurling in the county. It's a very competitive league, so if anyone wants something to do on a Sunday morning, should go to look at any of the games, because it's a very good league and it's a very good standard.
Yeah, so it's 11 o'clock there in Belfield for your game against Carrickloe tomorrow. And, you know, will the FAI Junior Cup, if you get past that game tomorrow, will it become a focus for your guys, or will the league, you know, that's your bread and butter, really?
League is bread and butter, but we got to the last 16 there a couple of years ago and got bet by Usher there an extra time. And 2 years ago, we've been out in the last 64 a couple of times. So I think with the league maybe beyond us at this stage, I think it's something that we will focus on when we have a full squad back.